President Bush has announced his long-awaited proposal for reducing global warming. It would provide government incentives to companies that voluntarily cut back on greenhouse gas emissions. The president outlined the plan yesterday in a speech at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration outside of Washington. It's his alternative to the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty, which he nullified last year. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the president's new approach has a familiar ring.
The president's proposal sounds good to business leaders. It calls for voluntary measures to control climate change and an incentive program to cut air pollution. Frank Masano is a consultant to a coalition of utilities and manufacturers who've been lobbying for this kind of approach.
This appears to be a good first step, headed in the direction of common sense approach to dealing with the challenges that we face that will increase flexibility and in the long term have better results.
Better results because, as industry sees it, the heavy hand of government will be replaced with market mechanisms to cut pollution. In particular, Bush outlined a new national emissions trading program aimed at reducing the pollution that causes smog and contributes to breathing problems. As strange as it seems, the strategy of emissions trading turns pollution into a tradable commodity. It works like this. The government would issue a finite number of pollution permits. All businesses that pollute, for instance, utilities and refineries, could buy pollution permits or the right to pollute a certain amount. If a company cuts its emissions and doesn't have to make use of all its permits, it can sell its leftover permits to companies that haven't done so well. But does this system of trading, often called cap and trade, actually cut pollution overall? Many environmentalists say yes.
Not only do we know that the theory is appealing for cap and trade programs, but we've had more than 10 years of actual experience seeing how well they work.
That's Joe Goffman, a senior attorney with the nonprofit group Environmental Defense. He explains in the early 90s, the Environmental Protection Agency started a cap and trade program in an effort to cut SOx. That's the sulfur pollution linked with acid rain.
And it turns out that so far, that program has produced emissions reductions faster than required and at a much lower cost than anybody anticipated.
Goffman says his endorsement of the cap and trade proposal should not be mistaken for an endorsement of Bush's overall plan. Environmentalists criticized the administration for omitting carbon dioxide from the cap and trade proposal, and Frank O'Donnell of the Clean Air Trust says he's concerned about the fine print. Right now, the Bush plan gives companies another 15 years to meet the new requirements. He compares it to a cap-and-trade program launched in California in the mid-90s.
What happened really is that half a dozen years went by and the companies made almost no pollution control progress at all.
When the date came for companies to meet the new, tougher standards, they begged for extensions, arguing it was too expensive to make the cuts.
And so essentially this emission trading plan turned into a fiasco in Southern California.
To prevent that from happening this time, lawmakers and the administration will have to hammer out the details of a program that will satisfy industry and still cut pollution. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.